Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Miracle Manifesting Mondays. My name is Audrey, and I'm here with you every week to help inspire, remind, catapult, ease you, me, all of us on our way. And remember, we are the miracles manifesting. The last 2 weeks, I was out of town, unable, once up in the air, so to speak, flying in, unable to go live, and I did my very best to program in a repeat show, and in one case, actually, the audio book for the Mother's Manual, Book One, What is a Mother? My prayer and intention is that it actually occurred and you had the opportunity to really listen to two amazing shows. However, we are now live again. We shall start with our breathing attunement. So allow yourself to be comfortable. Take off your shoes. For new listeners, if you are doing something that requires your attention, such as driving a vehicle, cutting some food with a knife, or anything like that that requires your full attention, clearly and obviously focus your attention on that which you are doing, absolutely, unequivocally. However, if you are in a space where you can relax and let go, this is your opportunity to do that. Sit down, remove your shoes, loosen anything that's tight or uncomfortable, belts, collars, ties, even jewelry that might be too tight. And if you have jewelry, stick it in your purse, ladies or gentlemen, in something that you have near you so it is safe and you don't have to think about it. Have your spine straight and allow yourself to take this hour as your renewal, regeneration, miracle, time, space, and place. And follow along with the sound of my voice. Take in a nice, soft, deep breath into your heart. Hold and gently, slowly, and softly with control, exhale. Let go. Again, breathe in white, golden, yellow light through your nose into your heart. Hold, allow that energy to filter to every aspect of who you are. And gently exhale through your nose. Breathe in again, diaphragm, chest, throat, and head. Hold and release. Head, throat, chest, and diaphragm. And again, breathe in. Shining, sparkling, glittering, golden, 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 effervescent light to every aspect of your being, to every cell that you have, to every atom, molecule, thought, and emotion. Hold and gently exhale through your nose. Continue breathing at your own pace. Allow yourself to be still and quiet. Should you have any thoughts that flitter around, acknowledge thoughts. Should any feelings pop up, acknowledge feelings.
and gently, lovingly, softly bring your attention to the words being said and to your breath. Our affirmation, our intention, our prayer, our allowing for today is, I am as great as I choose to be. I allow my greatness to flourish. I am as great as I choose to be. I allow my greatness to flourish. Once again, I am as great as I choose to be. And I allow, I give permission, I am open, I embrace my greatness to flourish. And so that you know, everyone has something great about her or him, everyone. It can be the way you think. It can be the loving energy within you. It can be that you welcome people and people feel at ease in your presence. It can be the brilliance of your energy, of your ideas. It can be the softness of your touch. It can be the way you treat your pets. Allow your greatness to flourish. No one has to compare his or her greatness to someone else's because it's different. It's different. That would be like comparing a rose bush to an oak tree to a blade of grass. They're different. And even though there are many rose bushes, each one is unique. Even different roses on the same bush are unique, and each is great. It isn't one rose is greater than another. It might be larger, it might be smaller, it might be rosier, it might be pinker, it might be more yellow. Allow yourself to experience your own greatness. Even if it starts as something tiny, a spark, that's enough. It grows. Allow yourself to focus any internal dialogue, any self-talk that may show up, seeming to disparage, put this down, you can change the channel. You can say, done. You can say, delete. You can also simply, easily, quietly, gently, yet powerfully bring your attention and your focus to the greatness within. Your greatness might be your gentle character. It might be your physical strength. It might be how tall you are. It might be how small you are. It might be how you combine colors. It might be the way you fix motors. It might be your technical ability. It might be any combination. It could be something I didn't mention. It's okay. Actually, it's wonderful the more kinds of greatnesses that flourish, the better we all are. Now, to do our 7-day guidelines for living, I have decided to base some of what we talk about on the book called Daily Teachings by Rhonda Byrne, who brought us The Secret. If you have this book, you will recognize this as an aspect of the book. Nonetheless, I am jumping in. I am going to read what Rhonda has written, and then we are going to take it forward, because all of these are amazing, amazing guidelines. And I really like them. So I thought I shall share them. We shall begin with Monday. One, because today is Monday. Actually, that's pretty much why. We shall begin with Monday. She calls it Good Thoughts Monday. Here we go. Take the 7 days of the week and change your entire life powerfully using the law of attraction. Begin with just one day if you want, and make that day a habit for a few weeks before adding another day. Do what works best for you. And the most important thing is that you do it. The law of attraction, now I'm adding my own. The law of attraction, in a nutshell, goes like this. What you think, what you say, how you feel, internally and externally, the hidden stuff and the overt stuff, is what you, I, we, any of us, attract to ourselves, our life. Many people think that if they say the affirmation, I choose to be wealthy, or I choose to have a great relationship, that's all it takes. That is so not all it takes. Because if a person has an internal dialogue that goes, nah, it'll never happen, they cut. They harm. They delete what it was they said they choose. If someone's energy frequency, which is why I am also doing EFT and tapping, is counter to what a person says he or she desires, that stuff that's counter is also going to manifest. The law of attraction is a very deep level, and yes, there are other laws also. The law of karma, there are many laws. If one can align physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, with what one says, live it, have it, enjoy it, and have love all around it, and it is for someone's highest good, the highest good of the universe, the highest good for all concerned, yes, it will manifest. It may take a moment in time or two. It will manifest. Sometimes people lose patience because some people, and I've been one of them, expect it in an instant. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes not so much. Especially if it's a big thing. But at the same time, on one level, it's as easy to manifest a seemingly big thing as a ostensibly small thing. It's a question of the alignment, the internal, the external of the person, the thoughts, the internal dialogue, the language, the behavior, the emotions, the frequency, all of it. And now Rhonda Byrne goes on to say, today is Good Thoughts Monday. Today and every Monday is your day to intend that you are going to think only good to you and think good thoughts for others. Refuse to give your attention to anything that will not produce good thoughts. Command and determine with all of your will at the beginning of the day, quote, I have thought thousands of good thoughts today, close quote. On average, humans think well over 50,000 thoughts a day. So you have 50,000 opportunities to think good thoughts today. And I urge you, I am now, that was Monday, Good Thoughts Monday. Now I will ask you, how many thoughts did you have today that were good thoughts? Good for yourself and good for others. What if you were feeling annoyed with somebody? What if there was something old from the past festering that you had not yet cleaned up and made peace with? Do the Ho'oponopono. I have taught that on this show. Ho'oponopono. If you want to know more, call me. I will do a session with you, including over the phone. 1-888-757-3223. What if there's a relationship that didn't go the way you'd like it to, and every time you think of that person, you get a ping inside? That's something that is important for you to clear inside yourself so you can be at peace. Do tapping. Google it. Take the actions. This doesn't happen simply because someone says, okay, now I shall think over thousands of good thoughts today. You have to do it consistently. And if and when a less than good thought comes up, say delete. Wrap it in light and tell it to go to the energy and the sphere, the realm of healing and light, where it can be enlightened and you create an affirmation, an intention. Even if it is, I would like to be able to think good thoughts about this. Now, I know there is hideous stuff in the news. How does one think a good thought about that? Send a prayer that people that are seemingly seriously out of alignment, for whatever reason, get themselves back in alignment. Send blessings that everyone grow. Put the good thought back into you, your life, the planet, so that you are sending out an energy, a vortex, a huge whoosh of good thought, and do it often. That was Monday. Tuesday, Appreciation Tuesday, says Rhonda Byrne. Today is Appreciation Tuesday. Today and every Tuesday is your day to appreciate, appreciate, appreciate. Appreciate the weather, your clothes, transport, great inventions, your home, your food, your bed, your family, your work colleagues, the person who serves you, your health, your body, your eyes, your ears, all of your senses. Especially appreciate the past great times in your life and the great times of the future. And finally, appreciate that on every Appreciation Tuesday, you are creating an incredible life. Appreciate yourself. I'm going to add to that. Gratitude is incredibly important. Every morning, you can start with 2 gratitudes. I do 10. Write out, I am grateful for XXX because YYY. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Feel it, mean it, sense it. Refuse to do it by rote, like a robot. This has to be real. And if you think there is very little to appreciate in your life, because you may think and your family may actually be wretched, you may be without work, your money might be crashed, you may have just had a relationship dissolve, you may have been in an accident, there could be what looks like and feels like and experienced this challenge. Appreciate that you are alive. Appreciate that you have somewhere to lay your body. Appreciate that you are breathing. Appreciate each and every single person who is helping you. If the relationship was awful, appreciate that you are free of it. Appreciate that you can create newly. Appreciate your strength in releasing yourself from it. If your money is crushed, appreciate that you can create new finances. Appreciate that you are creating new finances. Appreciate that you money to you, expected income. Do tapping. Google David Childerly on YouTube and do some of his EFT tapping for abundance. If you no longer have a home, appreciate that someone is taking care of you. Appreciate. Shelter. Be within yourself and appreciate them. Each and every one, whatever it may be. And appreciate that you will find, you are in the process of finding, a positive way to use and express your gifts. Appreciate that you will draw to you those people that will support and help you use your gifts. And use them. Use them. Appreciate when you take a bath. Appreciate when you cleanse yourself. Appreciate when you brush your teeth. Appreciate you have teeth to brush. Allow yourself to appreciate your life. Now, Wednesday, Good Deeds Wednesday. Here comes Rhonda. Today is Good Deeds Wednesday. Today and every Wednesday is your day to fill your account at the Bank of the Universe with good deeds. Give encouragement to those around you. Give kindness. Give good words to those you see and speak to. Give a bigger tip today. Give a gift for no reason. Open doors for others. Buy lunch or a beverage for someone. Give compliments and mean them. Give your smile to everyone. Give your generous, genuine interest to those who serve you every day. Give your general interest to those you serve. Give your undivided attention to those close to you. Give kindness to other drivers. Give your seat and stand so that others may sit. Look for opportunities to do good deeds, and the law of attraction will flood your Good Deeds Wednesday with an abundance of them. As you give your all to Good Deeds Wednesdays, the universe will respond, and it will become the best day of your week by far. And I add, when you do it, mean it. Find some aspect within you that everything you say and do is true. Open yourself to feel, see, sense, taste, touch, smell, grok, what's good, and do it, be it, say it, feel it. Be the shining light, or be a little quiet light. Be a soft breeze. Be a major movement. Do those good deeds. And enjoy them. Enjoy the whole entire process of doing the good deeds. And also, do something good to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Fulfill on your word. Eat healthfully. Be good to your body. Allow yourself to flourish in the good deeds. See and experience each good deed as mega abundance. Abundance of love. Abundance of creativity. Abundance of finances. And spread abundance of joy, joy, and spread that. Sprinkle it everywhere. Be the good deeds angel or Tinkerbell. And allow yourself to totally enjoy it. Smile inside and out. Now we come to Thursday. Says Rhonda, Rhonda Byrne, thank you Thursday. Today is thank you Thursday. Today and every Thursday is your day to say and feel thank you in as many ways as you can. Write a list of all the people and events you choose to give thanks for, or you desire to give thanks. Return thanks today to those who have done things for you. As you walk, say thank you in your mind with every step you take. As you drive, make each time you stop your cue to say thank you. At various times in the day, think and feel, thank you, inside you 7 times in a row. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Look for every opportunity to say thank you to other people and say it with so much meaning that the person looks right at you. Thank your way through every Thursday and make you your predominant thoughts, feelings, and words of the day. Thank you. 2 words. Inconceivable potential power. And all they need is you to put the power into them by expressing them. Thank you. Now I add, how many people if they are stopped at a light, or if there is a traffic snarl, say thank you. How many of people have gratitude? Think about that for a moment. Is that how you respond? How many, if you're in a bus or a train or the subway or a cab or a bike? And traffic has gotten clogged, and you are on your way to something that has a time schedule. Then say thank you if everything has slowed down. Experiment with this and say thank you and find there is to be thankful there. It can be an opportunity to do mindfulness breathing. That's different than the breathing attunements that I do. I will teach some mindfulness in a little while, not right now. Mindfulness breathing, simply put, is breathing and focusing on the breath, the inhalation and the exhalation. Inhale, the exhale, the intake, the outgo. And when the mind starts to chatter, you look into the past, the future, your to-do list, your what didn't get done list, start focusing on people, bring the breath back, bring the focus to the breath. Feel it in your body. Feel it coming in and out. Now, if someone is stopped in traffic, it gives them a moment or two or three to do that. And you say thank you. It will also calm you, quiet you, center you, and bring peace. And yes, it can also, with that energy shift, open up the clog in the traffic. And you could say, thank you that traffic is moving. Thank you that I have this moment to myself to experience life right here, right now, as it is. And discover, as you do that, what is actually going on inside you. Be in touch with your own self. And discover what occurs as you be, do, and allow this. And if other feelings show up, frustration, upset, anger, impatience, gratitude, again, take your attention to the breath. And breathe in and breathe out. And focus on that. That is something you can do if you find yourself in a traffic snarl. Clearly, if you are driving and not stopped, you must focus on the driving. And you can breathe slowly and with attention and focus on the driving and say, thank you. Friday, good feelings Friday. Today, says Rhonda Byrne, is Good Feelings Friday. Today and every Friday is your day to harness and magnify all the good feelings within you. Today, as you move through the day, give all of your attention to how you are feeling. Keep filling yourself up with more good feelings and more good feelings. To fill yourself to overflowing with good feelings, fill your day with what makes you feel good. Listen to your favorite song. Buy or prepare your favorite lunch. See your favorite friend. Do the things you love that empower making you feel so good that you are brimming over with good feelings and cannot take the smile off your face. You will be so overflowing with good feelings, you will float through the whole day. And what I will add is when you, me, I, us, we are brimming with good feelings, we are magnetic. We attract the good to us. And then we emanate, send out the good. It changes the vibration of the planet. And then something I had mentioned earlier, some of the quote-unquote negativity that we see in the news or in our family or in ourselves begins to dissolve. Because the good and the light always, always are a higher vibration and energy than the density of anger, rage, and pain. Even if it may appear as though force, war, missions are stronger. They are not. And they are the tools of a past consciousness. As a species, we are evolving to a higher note, a higher energy, beyond the third dimension into fourth and fifth. And we create it moment by moment by moment. By you, me, us, all of us, any of us. Doing these practices, it shifts both the person doing the practice, which is really cool and nice and wonderful, the environment around them, and the more they do it, the larger the environment that they affect. And it allows the very energy, the very vibration, even the Schumann resonance on the planet to up-level. So yes, absolutely. Have your good feelings and share them. Allow them to grow and flourish, proliferate. How do you like that for a word? Proliferate, to grow, to be abundant. Have your good feelings and bless you for them. Absolutely. This Saturday, Rhonda Byrne, in the book called Daily Teachings, Rhonda Byrne, Y-R-N-E, the author of The Secret. This is a daily book. Did it every day and came to the end of the book. And I am sharing with you the last 7 pages, which I shall be doing myself regularly for a while and enjoying it to the max. A Saturday, lighten up Saturday. Today is Lighten Up Saturday. Today and every Saturday is your day to feel as free as a bird, to feel as free as it did when you were a child. If you felt free as a child, play. Have fun. This is the day to find your bliss and live it. Do the things that make you feel wonderful. Do the things that make you laugh. Do the things that make you jump for joy. step. Whistle your way through the day. Celebrate your life today. As you play, laugh, smile, and have fun, you lighten up. When you have lightened up, you have released negativity. The lighter you feel, the more negativity you release. Saturdays are your days to lighten up. Remember, life is a never-ending game, and you will be playing the game for all eternity. Now I shall add, if you celebrate Saturday as your Sabbath, Shabbat, do this also. You're celebrating the Creator and creation. Definitely light up. Spirit is light. It is not heavy, dense, and dark and dank. It's energetically light. And none of this has anything to do with the complexion of a person, by the way. Dance. Make a joyful noise. Do your prayers with joy. Give thanks. Vision what it is you're in process of creating and would like to see happen, and be light with it and celebrate. Celebrate that which you choose to release and transform. Any sadnesses, upsets, and yes, they happen in life, absolutely. Acknowledge them and lighten up. Cry if that's what comes up to you. And put light, ask the Creator, ask your spiritual guide, to put light all around it, within you, to support you, everyone and anyone else. Lighten up. Speak and set your light up. And love. Love yourself. And now we come to Sunday. And what Rhonda Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, is calling All Good Sunday. Today is All Good Sunday. Today and every Sunday, take a moment to look back at the past week and remember all the good things. Look ahead into the next week and see, feel, allow, smell, taste, touch, vision. All the good things. Now you can rest because your creation is perfect and you are satisfied that it is all good. This book is called Daily Teachings by Rhonda Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E. And so for Sunday, really do that. And have the gratitude, appreciation for all the good things of the week before and all the good weeks. Things of the week to come. I add, write something down in your daily planner, or if you do it on your cell phone, or however you do it, something amazing and good for each day of the week to come, as though it has already occurred. And allow yourself to call it forth from the universe to manifest. And for you to be the space and place, the magnet to which it's drawn. Absolutely, absolutely celebrate. Absolutely. Even if someone is going through a challenge, and heaven knows I know what that's like. Even if it feels sometimes challenging to even think or speak in a calm tone because energy can be raging through you. I had that for a few weeks when I had three intense astrological transits. And I was doing something that was, to me, important, and to me, what I considered a challenge at the time because it was less than my favorite thing to do. And at one point, I found that nastiness was coming out of my mouth to a human being I cared about, and I realized, oh, my shadow side was showing up all over. And I retreated. I stopped making my phone calls till I could get myself aligned. This was in January and February, at some point in there when I was doing the fundraising on Indiegogo to garner finances to print my book, What If You Are, and Life is Miraculous, on 100% post-consumer recycled paper. And it felt as a challenge to me to make some of those phone calls. And really, all it was a phone call and a conversation and seeing where people were at. That's really all it was. Because in truth, no matter what, Creator is in charge. So one has to get in tune with. And if it doesn't come in one way, it will come in another. However, it was very important for me to do that, because it opened the way for future when I may choose to do that for any other project. That being said, if you're in a space where things are feeling challenging, find someone, whether myself or someone else, and have a consultation where you can have your energy cleared. We are energy healers. I went to a healer. Absolutely. And I give healings. Everyone facilitates everyone. We are the start of the age of Aquarius. Important to keep our unique individuality and our heart center open. Avail yourself of the talent, beauty of other persons, other beings on the earth and beyond the earth, of your spiritual guide. Go to high-level people and understand they are still people. And allow yourself to grow. Folks, those were my 7-day guides to living adapted from Rhonda Byrne's daily teachings. And I recommend you get the book. And now, joy, 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 joy. My two new books are just about ready, especially Vim Vigor Vitality Vegan. I will soon have the sample ready, possibly even Wednesday, April 28th. The book will be ready to release in May as a PDF. This is a health book with a lot of tips for health, including ways to morph through, grow beyond, release and let go of food addictions, with lots of recipes for raw vegan food and cooked vegan, most by me, some by Dr. Brenda Cobb, one by Ed Lieb. There are other amazing chefs who have their work in this. If you are interested, for sure, call me. Oh, the price is $9.67 plus tax. In Florida, that's 6%, so it's 10 and a quarter, a $10 bill and a quarter. There are some pictures. It's a cool book. And if you choose to be healthy, this book is one of your tools to get there. And yes, for my Kangen friends, you can believe there is a chapter on Kangen water. I now have the K8 in my home thanks to new distributor, Corinne Harris. And I've just started drinking it. Quite delightful. Quite delightful. If you choose to have amazing physical health, this, the K8 or the SD501, either one, are alkalinizers, water purifiers, filters, antioxidant creators. You must, oh, let me not say must, you benefit from having in your home. In terms of those who are waiting for what if, you are, and life is miraculous. My ABC Affirmation Art Coloring Book, amazing designer Yvette Wasserman has redesigned the letters, because in this part I don't quite understand. When her computer crashed, even though both of us have the PDF, she said they needed to be redesigned. She did a lovely job. I don't know if I like the first one better or the second. They're both quite nice. And the rest of the pages will soon, soon, soon be ready. The end of May. I will not release during a Mercury retrograde. You can count on that. So that book will be released in June. Possibly the major big launch will be on the summer solstice, June 21st, at which time the new website, prayerfully, with intention, will also be ready, and it will all be under Audrey, AUDRYE.org. Folks, miracles are afoot. And my major big book, the first one out, The Mother's Manual, A Spiritual and Practical Guide to Child Rearing and Motherhood, I will be releasing the 20 PDF books based on the main book. They're done already. And that will also be under Audrey.org. And I will probably also use the same fee, $9.67, which is a giveaway price, let me tell you, for each and every one. And if I choose, which I have not yet determined, to release the big book as a PDF, I believe I came up with 4747 because I like the numbers. They added to 22. And that's the Master Manifestor, as well as my Destiny Path, my year, the month, date, and year of my birth. So I play with those numbers. That will also be available. And then you can download it and stick it on a tablet, any of those things, and read it wherever you are as a regular book with pages and the index and all of that kind of thing. Folks, we are living at a time of miracles. Refuse, refuse, refuse to get caught up in some of the negativity of the news, and at the same time, take steps, sign petitions, donate money, go on marches, take actions to create the world you choose to live in. I never said ignore or pretend that something isn't happening. Take positive actions with positive energy to literally create the world of beauty, light, energy, growth, music, dance, fun, challenge. We all need some challenge. Challenge isn't bad. greet them as I am tapping with David Childerly. I have handle every challenge with ease and enjoyment. And even if at first that might not be one's first book, it becomes so. Take it one by one by one. Breathe. If you are refraining from starting your day with a thank you, gratitudes, breathing affirmations, some kind of exercise, put that into your daily practice. If you really choose to live with joy, for sure do this and have that joyousness bubble up. Even if you start your day quietly, as I do. My day has to start quietly. Even when I'm visiting where my grandchildren are. And as much as I adore them, and I do, and play with them, and speak with them, and learn with them, and teach them, I start quietly. If that means you need to wake up a little earlier, do so. Love yourself enough. Appreciate yourself enough. Give thanks to yourself enough. Give that to yourself as a gift and a blessing. And if you're somebody that would love life on this earth to be a joy, you be that inside. Absolutely. Cherish yourself. Cherish your life. Find something, lots of somethings, cherish. And if and when you're feeling less than that and the internal dialogue, do the protective prayer. You can get that right now at themothersmanual.com. When we redo Audrey.org, it'll be there. Meanwhile, you can get the protective prayer for free at themothersmanual.com. And now, beloved, thank you for listening. Please share this show with everyone you know. May you be blessed. May you flourish. May your days be filled with blessings and joy and abundance of all good things. May you free yourself of the constraints of the past, and may you live with empathy, miracles, blessings, breakthrough, unexpected wonder, and bliss. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Audrey. You can reach me at 888-757-3223. Many blessings. Bye-bye.